A high-profile football match in Istanbul was called off and the stadium evacuated 2 hours before kick-off on Sunday, with the Turkish authorities citing an unspecified threat. The cancellation came as the country maintains a heightened state of alert following Saturday's suicide bombing. In his first appearance since the attack, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey will not give in to militants.
Terörün gündemine...
We will never surrender to the agenda of terror, he said. We will defeat the terrorist organizations and the powers behind them by looking after the unity of our nation. The attack in Istanbul's most popular shopping district is the fourth such bombing in Turkey this year and the second to be blamed by the authorities on Islamist extremists. Four people were killed on Saturday, three Israelis and an Iranian. The Israeli victims have now been flown back to Israel. Turkey is fighting both ISIL in neighbouring Syria and Kurdish militants in its southeast. The spate of bombings, which have killed more than 80 people, has raised questions about Turkey's ability to protect itself.